go and have a chat now with Matt Dale. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, mate. I don't know where you are. It's probably hot wherever you are, whether it be Canberra or maybe Maruya, where they've got a big race day on Monday, mate.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just pulling up over at the beach at Maruya, actually. There's a bit of a cool breeze here, but talking to them at Canberra this morning, they said it's one of the hottest mornings they've had there. It didn't really cool down overnight.
Yeah, no. Yeah, good morning, Matt. Driving into French's Forest this morning, it was already 27, 28 degrees at about 5:30, so it's pretty warm. Speaking of Maru, you've made that decision, Matty, to run Animalia, who you had entered for the last in the Maruya Cup Monday?
Yeah, that's right. I thought both Superstar Bob and Animalia were well placed in both races. Just off Superstar Bob's last run in Sydney, I thought he deserved, he was unlucky not to win that day, and I thought he really deserved a crack where he looks well placed today at a Saturday grade race.
Yeah, well, just on Superstar Bob there in the last, beautifully drawn, Hugh Bowman goes on and 3 seconds last, four starts this prep, and he's bursting to win a race, Matt.
Yeah, he is, and he's had a start on the Kensington track, which I think is important. First up, he ran really well there, and he's looking for the 15:50, I feel, and drawn nicely with Huey aboard. So it sort of made my decision pretty easy, even though he did look extremely well placed in the Maruya Cup. But I'd like to think that Superstar Bob, it's very hard to beat there today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the 15:50. You just answered my question. He hasn't been out this far previously, but you've got no issue with the trip?
No, last couple of preparations, he's always wanted to pull a little bit over the 1,400.
Yep.
And I've questioned him at past it, but he's trained off the beach this preparation, and he's racing a lot more settled, parading more settled, and racing more settled, and giving every indication that he'll run the trip. And Karen McAvoy jumped off him the other day and said, that a mile wouldn't be a problem. So, happy with him there today.
Well, you've got four runners overall, and probably, I reckon, race of the day, Andrew, is race eight, the summer sprint, and that's where Stella lines up, Matty Dale's horse, against the likes of Heart Conquered. She was brilliant first up in that Tab Highway, Matt.
Yeah, she was. And look, she's come through the grades nicely, pretty protected through the country races and into a couple of highways. Four-year-old mare that's built a nice record, and it's certainly time to step up in grade. And it is a big step up in grade there today. She obviously gets a little bit of weight relief for it. Looking forward to seeing where she sits, because this race today will sort of help map out the rest of the preparation.
Yeah, no, it's a terrific field. Matt, everyone's got Say Stella and Heart Conquered sort of disputing the lead. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, I do. I do feel, just looking at the speed map, that's how they'll roll. I think they'd be both silly to go too, mad.
Yeah.
Or take each other on head and head. I think they'll just find a nice, happy cruising speed and roll through their gears. And it's a perfect race to test up in grade. And 3 weeks between runs is good, and I've been really happy with her.
It just raised a very salient point, Matt. The one thing about Say Stella, and also indeed Heart Conquered, they've got high cruising speeds. Like in 1,000-metre race, sisters, you often don't see chasing horses off the bit mid-race, but these two horses are so quick. They get their rivals off the bit chasing, yet they're still cruising themselves.
Yeah, that's right. That's been her biggest attribute, is that first couple of 100 metres, she's very quick in the stride and can... and has been able to control the races thus far. Obviously, today, up in grade and a bit of a speed involved, she might not quite get that easy, but it's certainly the time of her career that she needs to take that step up, and she's got to be able to handle that with a bit more pressure.
Yeah, now looking forward to that race. The other two runners today, Matt, Tiata in the Highway. You could have run her at Canberra yesterday, but you're happy to have a crack at Randwick on the Kenzo?
Yeah, I finally got her to put in last start. She had a good confidence at a building win at Canberra, and just thought it was a good opportunity. It's only the highways are only class threes, and so it's her last opportunity to have a bit of a throw at the dice in a highway. She doesn't have probably my usual profile for a highway horse, which is a bit more of an up-and-comer, lightly raced horse. She's probably a little bit of a different profile than what I bring, but I just think she's drawn in the middle. Jason Collett, rider, just where she's comfortable behind the speed, and give her a chance there today.
Yeah, see how she goes. And Sayed, who's a new stable recruit, so to speak, Matt, only had the one run for you, and to be fair, probably the 15:50 today, a fraction short for him.
Yeah, too short and too sharp. he, you know, 1,400 first up, 1,550, or what was meant to be a mile second up, and I think he won't start to sort of fire up till next start, 2,000 metres and beyond.
How's he coming along for you, Matt? You only had him for a short while.
Yeah, quite happy with him. His coat is he's still a runaway as well. He's quite happy down here at Maria. He's nice and sound. It's hard to get a guide on these sort of horses until they get out to their trip. And because just opted for a bit of a different way through, instead of starting him first up over a trip, just opted to give him those couple of runs because his coat still has improvement. So happy to throw him on the truck, give him a trip away, go and have a couple of runs over what looks to be unsuitable trips to build his fitness and have him right when he steps up to 2,000 in 3 weeks' time.
Matt, just on that, we won't hold you up, but just given today is going to be a very, very hot day, how do your horses cope, given they've probably got a longer float trip into to the Randwick meeting than most of the horses?
They'll all come from Canberra, so even the ones from Maria went to Canberra yesterday.
Right.
Just to break the trip up, and with the coastal traffic this time of year, going from Maria to Sydney, you've got to be careful. So they'll go from Canberra. Look, Say Stella, the last two, has got very hot in the yard. We know that. She will again today. That's just her, but she's ran extremely well doing that. And last start, Superstar Bob, on a really hot day, handled it well as well. So they've had a decent grounding. Say Ed can melt down a little bit in the heat. He travels up okay in the float and everything, but into the mountain yard, he can get very hot.
Right.
He's done that most of his career as well. So, look, on a whole, I think they'll handle it fine.
Terrific. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck with all four at the Kenzo this afternoon.
Great. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, Matt, it will be unusual because hopefully by that time the cool changes come through, but Say Stella will still sweat up anyway.
Oh, she will, of course, yeah. She'll definitely still have a sweat, but so I'm happy with her. And like I say to the punters, if you see her having a bit of a sweat and getting on the toe in the mounting yard, that's very normal.
Yeah, understand. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate your time.
No problem at all. All the best.